Santa's Beanbag by Andrea Kaczmarek. Most children are far too busy playing with their toys to even think about what Santa does after Christmas. But it really is very easy to guess. When he gets back to Santaland, he eats a huge bowl of porridge, his favourite, and then he goes to bed and sleeps for a week. Well, almost a week. Yes, that's right, a week, and nobody can wake him up. All the elves wear earplugs because his snoring is so loud. The elves and the reindeer usually sleep for a day or two themselves, or maybe three. Well, they have been so busy, and they are so very, very tired. Santa doesn't sleep in his bed for his extra long sleep after Christmas sleep, Mrs. Claus is pleased to say. He has a giant, extra large beanbag for extra long snoozy snoozes. He tried a hammock, but kept falling out. He tried a waterbed, but he was seasick. He tried an airbed, but he was far too heavy. It hissed and fizzed all night long until it was as flat as a pancake by morning. And Santa had backache for a month. Santa's beanbag is big and squashy, and it is an enormous Santa size, and it is blue with white stars. After Christmas, Santa is a bit fed up with red, as you can imagine. And his red coat and black boots are sent down to the elves' laundry room to be washed and all the buttons and tears repaired. Climbing up and down chimneys and steering a sleigh at high speed can ruin a red coat. And Christmas stockings are completely banned until next Christmas, so all Christmas stockings are hidden away, out of the way, out of sight. When Santa wakes up with a huge yawn and giant groan, he has a big breakfast, even if it isn't breakfast time. And then it is time to plan the famous after Christmas party. All the elves, reindeer and Santa just love that after Christmas party. At the after Christmas party, there is just about everything that makes it into a special party. There are cakes, sticky cakes with jelly beans, and even chocolate fudge. There is ice cream, all kinds of special melting tastes. There is a chocolate fountain with fresh fruit to dip. There are games. Everybody has their favourite party game. The elves love bursting balloons, so there are lots of noisy games. Stick on the reindeer's tail is always a big hit. The elves have blindfolds and the tails are soft and fluffy and nobody wins. There are lots of games with music too. Musical bumps is noisy and everybody's funniest game. Have you ever seen a reindeer bump with a thump onto a cushion with the jingle when the jingle music stops? And then there are presents. Silly presents. The sillier the better. The presents are all wrapped in bright paper, no red. They are piled up high and all the names of the elves are put into a big bag. Santa picks one of the presents from the huge pile and then dips into the bag to pick a name. So who gets what? That's the fun. Nobody knows. There's hula hoops, slime kits, crazy masks, cuddly sharks, soapy bubbles, sticky tattoos, mad hats, whoopee cushions, and lots of laughs. And everybody says, this is the best party ever. Well, until next year, it always is.